Verse 19, those whom I dearly and tenderly love, I tell their faults. And I convict and convince and reprove and chasten. I discipline and I instruct. Now watch this. So be enthusiastic. Enthusiastic. You're going to leave and say, I heard the best message tonight I've ever heard in my life. About getting off the fence and inviting the fire of God into your life. Be enthusiastic and in earnest and burning with zeal and repent, changing your mind. You know, really, you know what salvation really is? You don't just say, I want Jesus. We've turned altar calls into something different than what they should be. And to be honest with you, I don't even see an altar call in the Bible. I mean, we're really just trying to bring people to a decision. But the Bible says if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that he was raised from the dead, you shall be saved. But let me tell you something. Repentance means you change your mind about how you're going to live. You change your mind and you're going to go in a totally different direction. And so I want some repentance in this place tonight. And those of you that are watching by TV, you can find your own altar. Maybe you need to just bow down where you're at home right now. Let's come to a point where we say, God, your will be done in my life. Not mine, but your will be done. Be enthusiastic so I can go on to the next point. Second Timothy 3, 1 through 5. My gosh, I got about 14 pages of notes up here. Don't you laugh, Christine. Oh my gosh, I love the word and I love Jesus. 2 Corinthians 3, 1, but understand this, that in the last days will come and set in perilous times of great stress and trouble. Hard to deal with and hard to bear. Great stress, great stress. We've written a book already that's finished for next spring called Overload, The Cause and the Cure for Stress. And when I advertised in the conference recently that I was in that I was going to do the teaching out of that book to prepare it for TV, I have never seen a crowd go that wild when I said I was going to preach on stress. I mean, they just went absolutely bonkers, which quickly told me that I had a room full of people that were stressed out. Let me tell you, we live in times of stress. Times that are difficult and hard to bear. And we cannot use it as an excuse to be ungodly. For people will be lovers of self and utterly self-centered, lovers of money, aroused by an inordinate, greedy desire for wealth, proud and arrogant and contemptuous boasters. I mean, the list is just awful. Verse 3, they will be without natural human affection, callous, inhuman, relentless, slanderers, troublemakers, accusers, uncontrolled, fierce, haters of good. And you know, we're thinking, man, the world is a mess. Yes, Joyce, that's the way the world is. The world is a mess. Verse 4, they will be treacherous, betrayers, rash, inflated with self-conceit. They will be lovers of sensual pleasures and vain amusements more than and rather than lovers of God. Uh-oh. Verse 5. For although they hold a form of religion. You think he's talking about some Christians?